Well, I think that Mr. Mugabe will be aware that unity within the party still remains an objective, albeit in a context where a very significant number of the party's leadership has effectively been purged from those leadership positions. We haven't seen a significant pushback from those associated with the Majuru camp, which indicates that they are probably likely to keep their heads down low and wait for some kind of rehabilitation.
From the pages so far, some are saying Mrs. Mujuru is already out. Can we now safely say that Mr. Mnangagwa has the inside lane?
Yes, I mean, I think that most people have been gagging to say that Mnangagwa is a shoo-in, and I'm sure he's been also gagging to see this happening as quickly as possible. But he will be previously aware of having been so close to the throne and having it pulled away from him 10 years ago in 2004. Remember, for the first 10 years of the new constitution, the president gets to pick and choose who his vice president is. The section of the constitution that looks at running mates and elected positions is not there. So Mr. Mugabe could choose somebody tomorrow and he could get rid of them the day after tomorrow. So the elevation doesn't necessarily guarantee succession in terms of the state presidency. But also we need to see how this plays out within the party. And as far as I'm aware, despite all the noise about the constitutional changes within ZANU-PF, we still haven't seen a copy of the updated constitution.